to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Melissa getting ready to pummel Jamaica as a Category 5 storm, the strongest to hit the island since record-keeping began more than 170 years ago. On day 28 of the federal government shutdown, and with food assistance benefits about to run out for around 40 million Americans, some are getting desperate.
Food pantries even popping up at airports across the country to help struggling TSA agents and air traffic controllers forced to work without pay. Nearly 11,000 air traffic controllers like Peter Lefevre missing their first full paycheck.
The prospect of going another pay period without pay is weighing on the minds of myself and all the people that I work with.
Pay stubs obtained by ABC News showing $0.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. Amazon has announced 14,000 corporate layoffs. Company says it's doing well but has to look toward the future and the opportunities opened up by the development of AI. This is ABC News. An investigation by the Washington Post finds cancer rates among young adults are rising in the nation's Corn Belt, with one state, Iowa, raising concern that farm pollution could be to blame. ABC's Sophie Flay has more.
Studies show nitrate pollution from farming and livestock operations is contaminating Iowa's water, and long-term exposure to fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides has been linked to higher cancer risks. Environmental groups are now urging the state to strengthen its water standards. Agricultural groups worry additional rules for farmers would be costly and could cripple the industry. For now, researchers say they're determined to find out if chemical runoff from farms is, in fact, what's making people sick.
Some experts say that cancer rates are rising because of better detection tools that make it easier to diagnose. The Federal Reserve's two-day meeting gets underway today. At its conclusion, the Fed is expected to lower interest rates for the second time this year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. A Hayward man has been charged with drunk driving, fifth offense, fleeing officers, and more after leading police on a chase reaching speeds of 120 miles per hour in Langlade and Oneida counties late September. According to a criminal complaint, at just after 1 a.m. on September 26, Oneida County Dispatch received a call from Langlade County Sheriff's Office for a stolen vehicle headed north on U.S. Highway 45 near Oneida County. Langlade County said the vehicle was going 111 miles per hour and was involved in a chase. The vehicle was a black Chevy Tahoe and was reported stolen in Menominee, according to the complaint. When officers approached the town of Monaco near the intersection of U.S. Highway 8 and Lake Road, a deputy saw a vehicle matching the vehicle description, going 66 in a 45 zone, the complaint said. The complaint also said, the deputy activated his lights and siren and began pursuit, with the Tahoe traveling 110 miles per hour. Speeds reached 120 miles per hour, with officers seeing the vehicle go left of the center line onto the shoulder and traveling in the wrong lane westbound on Highway 8. Officers deployed a successful spike strip on the vehicle, and the vehicle then went up and over the roundabout median at US 8 and Kemp Street and continued north on Highway 47. At the intersection of State 47 and Bayview Drive, the Tahoe finally stopped in the middle of the road and the driver's door flew open. The pursuing deputy got out of his squad and pointed his firearm at the man. The man had a strong odor of intoxicants but complied with deputies and was placed under arrest. The man was later identified as Robert Allen Jacobs, 58, of Hayward. Jacobs was arrested and charged with the fifth-plus offense for driving under the influence, attempting to flee an officer, two counts of felony bail jumping, carrying a concealed knife, in Oneida County, and in Langlade was charged with speeding 45 miles over the limit, and lane deviation. Jacobs' next Oneida County court date for this case is October 31st. Friday, November 14th, at 3:30 p.m. until 6 p.m., it's Teen Trivia Night over at the Phillips Public Library. They will be creating teams of 3 to 4 people, and the trivia will be created by the Teen Advisory Committee. Pizza will be served, and this is for ages 12 to 18. Once again, this is taking place Friday, November 14th, beginning at 3:30 p.m. and running until 6 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging Wisconsinites to continue to protect themselves against mosquito bites. Isabella Nieto has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging Wisconsinites to continue to protect themselves against mosquito bites. The advice comes after the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reported a horse in Marathon County tested positive for Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus, or EEE. This means there are mosquitoes still present in Wisconsin that can spread the virus and possibly other illnesses to people and animals. EEE is fatal in most horses showing signs of illness. The virus can be transmitted to people and animals through an infected mosquito bite. Horses can be vaccinated for EEE and West Nile virus, and officials recommend reducing exposure to mosquitoes by keeping horses in the barn from dusk to dawn when mosquitoes are most active. DHS urges people, especially those who spend time working or playing outdoors, to continue to take steps throughout the fall season to reduce their exposure to mosquitoes. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Panacqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Panacqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Panacqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at panacquacars.com.
It's the Bucks and the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the New York Knicks. Milwaukee coming off a disappointing loss in Cleveland, 118-113 to fall to 2-1. Bucks center Miles Turner.
Being new to this group, you know, my key messaging to everybody was like, you got to look forward, you know, to playing from behind. You know, it's the NBA, stuff's gonna happen. At times you can find yourself in unfortunate positions, but I just think it's very important that, you know, if we want to be, you know, a playoff caliber team or a championship caliber team, got to, you know, really embrace, you know, being down. And I think we did a good job of that in that third quarter. And, there's no excuses in this league. You know, it doesn't matter who's out there. You know, we all lace them up and try to go out there and compete.
Baseball, Game 4 of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles. The Dodgers leading the series 2-1 over the Blue Jays after winning last night 6-5. The game went past midnight. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 18th inning to win the game with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. A little good news out of Washington, D.C. here today. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced last month that it is maintaining its voluntary lead-free ammunition incentive program for the 2025 to 2026 hunting season. 13 national wildlife refuges around the country are offering an incentive-based rebate program to hunters who voluntarily use lead-free ammo. More details when we return, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is extending the voluntary lead-free hunting ammunition incentive program for this hunting season. The decision follows a successful pilot program and survey results that show hunters are more likely to use lead-free ammo in future hunts on national wildlife refuges when an incentive program is available. The program this year will include 25 hunting seasons at 13 refuges in 11 states. The voluntary program offers hunters an opportunity to try ammunition that reduces the risk of unintentional lead poisoning by scavenging wildlife. Participating hunters can access a rebate program that includes prepaid debit cards for reimbursing the cost of lead-free ammunition. Participants can receive up to $50 per box of rifle ammo and $25 per box for shotgun shells. Learn more at fws.gov.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point with a high right around 55 here this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers are low, dropping to around 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30. 98 Q Country.
So many thoughts to sit and ponder about life, love, and the lack of, and this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still, too young to be over the hill shoot. Trying to grow up, but who knows where to start. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Sun comes up and sun sinks down and I've seen them both in this tourist town. Up for days in the rain, just trying to search my soul for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life. And I really don't know which way to go. So I'll just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Maybe I'll settle down, get married, or stay single and stay free. Which road I'll travel. So I'll just sit right here, have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away.
I don't care, I ain't worried as long as you're there. There ain't no I'd rather be next to you, next to me. Barbecue chicken and aluminum foil, just enough money for my gas and oil. Who needs your shrimp and your caviar? I sooner have you just the way you are. Rich people got the money to hold, mansion on the hill and diamonds and gold. But I can't compare as far as I can see. Next to you, sitting next to me, there ain't no place that I'd rather be. Next to you, next to me. Change the station if the news comes on. When the signal ain't coming in too strong, we'll make our own music, honey, all night long. If the good Lord's willing, when we're old and gray, the kids are grown up and moved away, we'll be rocking there side by side with the barbecue chicken and the TV guy. Well, there ain't no places I'd rather be next to you, sitting next to me. No, there ain't no places I'd rather be next to you, next to me. There ain't no place I'd rather be. Next to you, sitting next to me.
In the morning.
They keep you listening because they're super funny. They play the super good tunes and they mix it up from old to new.
98 Q Country.
You say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. And how do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around and say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. I try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before, and you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, then why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, and your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why
yourself. You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
Is that you? Wow, your hair got so long. Yeah, yeah, I love it, I really do. Norma Jean, ain't that the song we'd sing in the car? Driving downtown, top down, making the rounds, checking out the bands on Doheny Avenue. Yeah, life throws your curves, but you learn to swerve. Me, I swung and I missed, and the next thing you know, I'm reminiscing, dreaming old dreams, wishing old wishes, like you would be back again. I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. Guess not much has changed. Punch the clock, head for home, check the phone, just in case, go to bed, dream of you, that's what I'm doing these days. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Someone told me after college, you ran off to Vegas. You married a rodeo cowboy, wow, that ain't the girl I knew. Me, I've been a few places, mostly here and there, once or twice. Still sorting out life, but I'm doing all right. Yeah, it's good to see you too. Well, hey girl, you're late, and those planes, they don't wait. But if you ever come back around this sleepy old town, promise me you'll stop in to see an old friend, and until then, I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. Guess not much has changed. Punch the clock, head for home, check the phone, just in case. Dream of you, that's what I'm doing these. I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and
good morning.
98Q Country.
It's been a wreck, mean week, 60 plus from dawn to dusk in the red dirt heat, busting it up for a couple of bucks, but it ain't no thing. Just another day till I'm on my way to them cool, cool sheets. And you and me working on the night shift, baby. Talk, I know what you want and what you like, 'cause I do too. Yeah, I love how you leave on the lights, not a thing.
between you and me, and it feels so nice when you and I are working on the night shift, baby. When you're working on the night shift, baby.
Mr. John Party. 98Q Morning Show coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios right here in Park Falls. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. A little cloud cover here this morning. Not expecting much, if any, rain. Hopefully that sun will make an appearance here today. They have promised that to us. 52, 53 will be your high temperature, it looks like, right in that range. We'll do some birthdays in just a moment. If you have somebody celebrating, give us a call at 715-762-3221. We'd be glad to wish them a happy day. Give them a shot to win that free cake, courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One. Speaking of Super One, when you're at Super One now through, I think, November 3rd, doing a roundup fundraiser for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. So if they ask you to round up, you have the option to do that, to give a couple pennies to the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. That's going on at Super One this week, and I believe running through the weekend into Monday or so. So thank you to everyone for supporting the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, available every Saturday from 9 to 11. You can check out more information on income guidelines and such, lordscupboard.org, and the Lord's Cupboard Facebook page has info too. Quick note today, if you're coming in this week to pick up items that you bought on our Day of Giving fundraiser, or to make good on the pledges that you did for the, ding dong, Toby. All right, somebody's here. If you want to make good, if you want to do anything in the office here, we're open till 3 today. The office hours are going to be a little bit limited the rest of the week, 8 to 2. So the office open till 3 today, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, open 8 to 2. You can always mail in a check if you want for the fundraiser pledges for His House of Hope. You can make out checks to His House of Hope. Don't send cash through the mail. Not a good idea. Address WCQM Box 309, Park Falls. And you certainly can send it to us or just drop it off if you want. 8 to 3 today and then 8 to 2 tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. A little limited hours this week as we're adjusting with a little bit of time off. We'll get to those birthdays in just a moment after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Melissa getting ready to pummel Jamaica as a Category 5 storm, the strongest to hit the island since record-keeping began more than 170 years ago. On day 28 of the federal government shutdown, and with food assistance benefits about to run out for around 40 million Americans, some are getting desperate.
Food pantries even popping up at airports across the country to help struggling TSA agents and air traffic controllers forced to work without pay. Nearly 11,000 air traffic controllers like Peter Lefevre missing their first full paycheck.
The prospect of going another pay period without pay is weighing on the minds of myself and all the people that I work with.
Pay stubs obtained by ABC News showing $0.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. Amazon has announced 14,000 corporate layoffs. Company says it's doing well but has to look toward the future and the opportunities opened up by the development of AI. This is ABC News.
state and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. A new study on behalf of Trace One has identified the U.S. counties and states with the highest agricultural losses due to natural disasters. The study noted that Price County farms, on average, lose $35,000 a year to natural hazards. The increased frequency of natural hazards has created a challenging environment for farmers. However, the effects of climate and weather-related disasters are not uniform, varying greatly depending on location. To pinpoint when these events are having the greatest impact on farmers and the nation's food supply, researchers conducted an in-depth analysis of the latest data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, finding that drought is the most common cause of economic loss in the agriculture industry. Federico Fontanella, the author of the report, stated, quote, "Nationally, the increasing frequency of natural hazards and severe weather events is driving larger annual losses for farmers. Across the country, drought and hurricanes are the primary contributors to these agricultural losses. Fortunately for Wisconsin, and Price County in particular, the risk of natural disaster-related agricultural losses is far below the national average. The expected annual loss rate, defined as the ratio of expected annual agricultural losses to total agricultural value, is just 0.2% in Wisconsin and 0.1% in Price County, compared to a national average of 0.7%. The types of risks farmers face in Wisconsin also differ, with flooding, strong winds, and cold waves posing the greatest threats to agriculture in the region," end quote. Price County is expected to lose $35,325 in total, with $99 expected loss per farm annually, with the worst natural hazard for agriculture being strong wind. This Saturday, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., it's a Halloween party at the Wisconsin Concrete Park. From 4 to 8 p.m., the Rock Garden Tavern will be open and will feature Lola's Lunchbox in the parking lot. From 5 to 7 p.m., there's going to be trick-or-treat stations and art in the center. From 7 to 8 p.m., there's going to be a haunted trail walk, and costumes are absolutely encouraged, with all ages welcome. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 1st, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., over at the Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips. Gas prices rose 17.8 cents per gallon over the last week. Melissa Kay has more.
The average across Wisconsin is $2.79. This is still 3.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and almost 8 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say a refinery fire caused the jump in prices in the Midwest. However, relief is likely in the weeks ahead as the situation stabilizes. Looking ahead, the national average could increase to slightly above the $3 per gallon mark due to the possibility of a U.S.-China trade deal. GasBuddy officials say oil prices could lift on optimism the deal would increase trade and reduce tariffs. They say the national average should slip back below $3 per gallon ahead of Thanksgiving.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Minocqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Minocqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
It's the Bucks and the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the New York Knicks. Milwaukee coming off a disappointing loss in Cleveland, 118-113 to fall to 2-1. Bucks center Miles Turner.
Being new to this group, you know, my key messaging to everybody was like, you got to look forward, you know, to playing from behind. You know, it's the NBA, stuff's gonna happen. At times you can find yourself in unfortunate positions, but I just think it's very important that, you know, if we want to be, you know, a playoff caliber team or a championship caliber team, we got to, you know, really embrace, you know, being down. And I think we did a good job of that in that third quarter. And there's no excuses in this league. You know, it doesn't matter who's out there. You know, we all lace them up and try to go out there and compete.
Baseball, Game 4 of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles. The Dodgers leading the series 2-1 over the Blue Jays after winning last night 6-5. The game went past midnight. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 18th inning to win the game. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Freeze Firewood and Pellets reminds you, as the temperatures start to drop, it's time to start thinking about your firewood needs. Whether it's winter heating, a few last campfires, or even planning for next year, they have you covered with the best firewood in the Northwoods. They'll also take care of your dock, your lift, and your bolt removal, plus mobile shrink wrapping, winterization, and storage. Let them do all the work so you can enjoy a little bit of the fall season before it turns into you-know-what snow. Freeze Firewood, Little Chicago Road in Phillips. Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway always community-minded, and this month doing some great things, right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard, we're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, new pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Well, happy birthday anniversary if this is a special day for you on this 28th of October. If you are celebrating, you share it with other celebrities such as actress Annie Potts, who is celebrating a 73rd birthday today. Comedian Andy Richter celebrating also today. Actress Julia Roberts is celebrating a 58th birthday today. Teaming up with George Clooney in the movie Ticket to Paradise, apparently. Fun fact. All right. Look for that. Who else? Who else do we have here? We have singer Brad Paisley, BP, is celebrating a 53rd birthday today. Brad Paisley, originally from Wheeling, West Virginia area is where he hails from. Joaquin Phoenix turns 51 today, starred in the film Eddington that was released earlier this year, some of the most recent stuff. Actress Gwendolyn Christie turns 47 today. Who else here they might be interested in? Matt Smith is 43 today. Anybody else you recognize? I have a different celebrity birthday list that I'm using, and I don't think I'm going to use it again. So happy birthday anniversary. It is 28th of October. It's a big day for you.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Soldana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly.
At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
With 24 monthly bill credits on Experience Beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98qcountry.com/contest-terms.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point with a high right around 55 here this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers are low, dropping to around 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
98Q Country.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild on the banks of the river on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberries. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call, we drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Always on
at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
And it's 8:45. We take a little time on Tuesday mornings to talk about your money. And we've got Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Consultants to do just that. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good. I got my Halloween costume on today. I mean, as a professional radio announcer, I figured it was time for me to take it up a notch.
Perfect. I know in Medford we had trick-or-treating this weekend, so it was our oldest son's first time trick-or-treating, so it was a lot of fun, and he was Spider-Man.
Oh, a little Spider-Man. How old is he?
2.5.
Oh, nice. Good Spider-Man. All right.
Yeah, so great, and door-to-door, and yeah, it was a good time. Nice weather, too.
So you got a lot of candy. I mean, he got a lot of candy, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you want use your parental rights to sneak some of that candy after bedtime, would you?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the folks' money here. What do we have for a topic today, Matt?
Yeah, so today, Joel, I wanted to talk about a topic that's certainly been discussed last year, if you remember, during the presidential campaign. One of now President Trump's big running talking points was no tax on tips. So I want to talk about the one big beautiful bill that was signed in July and how that affects the no tax on tips deduction.
All right, let's do it.
So, yeah, with the enactment of the one big beautiful bill back in July of this year, a new deduction for tips is effective for tax years 2025 through 2028. So that's something that may be a misconception that it's just no tax on tips forever. There's a time frame of that we can use that as of now, and that's from now till 2028.
All right.
And know that employees and self-employed individuals may deduct up to $25,000 per year of qualified tips, provided they work in an occupation the IRS views as customarily and regularly receiving tips on or before December 31st of 2024. This deduction is available to taxpayers whether they claim the standard deduction or they itemize. It's on top of that.
Okay.
Know that qualified tips include voluntary cash or card payments, whether given directly by customers or through tip sharing, which may be for a cook or a busser, maybe. Tips must be voluntary and do not include automatic gratuities and mandatory service charges. So that's a big one, Joel, that I don't think many people realized before the bill was enacted. So know that if you are, let's say, a waiter or waitress at a restaurant that requires you, customer, to tip 15%, they have that requirement or mandatory tip, those tips do not count towards the deduction.
Okay.
And for self-employed individuals, the deduction cannot exceed their net income before applying the deduction from the business in which the tips were earned. So what I see there is, Joel, is if you're maybe a bartender on the weekend or, you know, at night, you know, having a part-time job, your tips cannot exceed, you know, what you make from that business as far as the deduction, being able to deduct that.
Okay.
I want to talk about some eligibility details. First, know that taxpayers claiming the deduction must provide their social security number. Pretty straightforward when you're filing your taxes. And if you're married, married couples must file jointly. Know that married couples filing separately would not be eligible for the no tax on tips deduction. Workers in excluded fields such as health, performing arts, or athletics are ineligible. And know that employers must report tips and occupation details annually to the IRS or Social Security Administration and provide statements to workers. And then lastly, the total amount of qualified tips that can be deducted per calendar year is $25,000, regardless of filing status.
Okay.
And know that there are some deduction limitations. So know that the deduction begins to phase out for single filers with modified adjusted gross income over $150,000, or over $300,000 for married couples filing jointly. This deduction is reduced by $100 for every $1,000 above these thresholds.
Right.
And then, of course, there are some qualifying jobs. In October of 2025, so this month, the U.S. Department of Treasury and the IRS published proposed rules listing the industries and occupations that qualify for the deduction. Because tipping was customary and regular in these jobs before December 31st, 2024, I won't go through the whole list roll, but you know, some of the big ones that qualify are certainly going to be bartenders, wait staff, baristas, bussers, cooks, dishwashers, casino dealers, DJs, bellhops at a hotel. And know that the IRS does provide a list as well that you can certainly look at to see if your occupation is part of that list where you can use this deduction.
Well, you said DJ, that mean morning show announcers? That's what you're talking about?
I was just thinking that, yeah.
So if somebody brings in donuts, I don't have to pay a tax on that.
Right. Yeah. You don't. Yeah.
Good. So bring me donuts. Sure. Okay. All right. I'm good. All right.
Absolutely.
All right.
And then there is certainly some IRS transition relief because this is so new. So for the tax year 2025, the IRS will provide transition relief in the form of further guidance or additional time for qualified taxpayers and employers to adapt to the new reporting requirements. The no tax on tips deduction will likely affect many tipped workers in the hospitality, food service, personal care, delivery, and other industries. You know, both taxpayers and employers should stay updated on all reporting changes and compliance requirements, as you know, just like with most things for tax filing, things are subject to change, yeah. Especially being so new. So we certainly want to stay up to date on those changes.
Yeah. So from what I'm taking from this is, it's kind of business as usual as far as filing your taxes, reporting your tips. But then when you file that tax, there's going to be an area for you, basically, to deduct that and not have to pay, federal tax on that? Is that what that is?
Correct. Yep. Yep, okay. That is correct.
Will there still be a state tax? I guess it depends on what state you're in, or is it just...
Yeah, it depends. As of now, it depends on what state you're in, yes.
Gotcha, yep. Gotcha. So I guess that's pretty good news for people, especially in the service industry, right? That's probably maybe $1,000 or $2,000 a year or whatever it may be, right?
Right, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Just a way to... I mean, everyone wants to pay Uncle Sam as little as they have to, right? And this is a nice deduction that will certainly help those people that are in those industries, no doubt.
Yeah, so pay attention to that when tax time, which is coming up here, and you're filing your taxes. And if you have any issues with filing taxes or the financial part of it, that's what Matt does. He's a financial consultant with Pioneer Financial Consultants. And right here, Hawkins, Phillips, Medford. Can sit across the table from Matt, have a discussion about whether it's setting up, Matt, anything from just a basic budget all the way up to a 401k that they don't understand, right?
Right. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Pioneer-financial.net, or how can they get a hold of you there, Matt?
Yeah. Our phone number, excuse me, is 715-748-3231.
All right. And your Venmo to accept tips. What's that? we'll all take tips. I'll get my Venmo right out on the air. I don't have to pay taxes on it anymore, so I'm now taking tips. You want to request a song with a tip? Hey, I'm here for you. So, all right. Very good. Matt, always good information. Thank you so much. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the Halloween time with your young kids there, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Joel.
You bet. Matthew Krieger, Pioneer Financial Consultants, joins us each Tuesday morning at this time to talk a little bit about your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
All the big hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
All right, so what did we learn this morning? We learned tip your waiters, your waitresses, and your morning show DJ. It's all tax deductible. It's nice. Randy Travis now, 98Q Country.
Well, I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall, and that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall. Snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. A whippoorwill.
98Q Country.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stick out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the
on a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And then with a little